That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Lum's bit of bragging to Miss Emmeline that he was a close friend of a railroad president caught up with him yesterday when Miss Emmeline asked him to use his influence and get her a train reservation for an emergency trip to Seattle. Well, now, we'll soon see what happens next. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store talking on the telephone.
Well, I just thought you might know somebody connected with the railroad, Esri. To Seattle. No, it ain't for myself, exactly. Yeah, I admit this is awful short notice to get a reservation, but I just thought maybe you might know somebody or something, someone. Oh. Well, much obliged, Esri.
Yeah, come on in here with me, Grandpa.
All right, Esri. Goodbye.
Howdy, Lom. Say it, Lom. Do you know where last week's paper's at? Grandpap wants to read it.
Well, it might be over there on the counter. I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead. Hunt for it over there, Grandpap.
Yeah, all right. There's an article in there about a feller I know. I want to find it.
Was that Ezra you was talking to on the telephone?
Yeah, uh-huh.
What was you talking to him about?
No, nothing. Nothing at all.
Now, Lom, you must have been talking about something. Folks just don't get on the telephone.
Abner, will you mind your own business?
Huh.
The trouble with you is you think you have to know every single thing that goes on around here.
Well, I did.
Wait a minute, I believe that was our ring.
Yeah, I'll answer that.
Never mind, I'll get it myself.
Doggy, don't run over me.
Hello, Jot 'em Down store, Lum Edwards talking. Oh, hello, Miss Emmeline.
Is she still here?
Why, yeah, come along fine with the reservations.
I never thought he could do it.
Well, I can't tell you exactly, but you ain't got nothing to worry about, I'll tell you that.
Uh-oh, sounds like he's riding a rod.
Oh, no, it's all settled, almost.
That's what I figured, almost.
Well, no, I never got to talk to him direct. See, he was in a big conference right then, but everybody in his office knows me, so there ain't nothing to worry about.
No, not less than she wants to get to Seattle, ain't.
Well, I tell you, why don't you let me call you back?
You ride the blind short
horse. Oh, don't mention it. I'm just proud to do it for you. Oh, it ain't nothing at all. Just have lots of influences is all. All right. Goodbye, Miss Emmeline. How's that? Oh, excuse me. I thought you were saying something else. Goodbye.
You never got the train reservations for her, huh?
Huh? What's that you say?
I say you never got the train reservations for Miss Emmeline, huh?
Did you find the newspaper, Grandpap?
Lom,
yeah,
answer me.
I found it. Ain't found what I'm looking for yet, though.
Well, keep looking, Grandpap. Lom, you oughtn't to tell Miss Emmeline that you can get her a train reservation to Seattle when you know you can't do it.
Who says I can't?
Well, have you?
Well, not exactly. See, well, things like that take time.
Well, Miss Emmeline ain't got a lot of time, though, Lom. Yesterday, when I talked to her on the phone, she said she had to get there right away.
Yeah, I know. That's the worst part. Yeah, I know.
Well, what does she have to get there in such a hurry for?
Well, she's got to get there for a wedding.
Is she getting married?
No, it's her little sister and a boy that's in the Navy.
Oh.
Her girl's in the Navy, and I don't know which way it is. He's going to land in Seattle, and he just has a couple of days before he's going somewhere else.
What's the matter? Don't he like Seattle?
Well, yeah, sure he likes it. He ain't leaving his own violation. The Navy's sending him.
Oh, they don't want him to get married, huh?
Well, they don't care.
Huh?
But that's just the way it's worked out.
They do that all the time, huh? Yeah,
the boy just has them 2 days there, and that's when they have to get married.
Oh.
And that's why Miss Emmeline's got to get there in such a hurry.
Huh. Yeah, it's too bad she's going to miss it.
What do you mean, miss it?
Well, you ain't got no train reservation for her, have you?
Well, no, not yet.
Well, why don't you get on the phone there and call up the president of the railroad like you told her you was going to, then?
Well, you see, you can't just pick up
you
the phone.
You claimed he was such a good friend of yours.
I know.
Leastways, that's the story you told Miss Emmeline.
Abner, I don't like your insinuation that was just a story.
Well, is he your friend?
Well, in a way, I'd say yes.
Which way?
Well, of course, I ain't saw him in quite a number of years now. You know how folks drift apart.
Have you saw him since you went to school together?
Huh?
You told Miss Emmeline that you and him went to school together, you know.
Did I tell her? Sure. Yeah, that's right, too. Sort of.
Well, where was this school that you both went to?
Well, I never meant we went to the same school together.
Huh?
What I meant was that we went to school together at the same time, but he went to his school and I went to my school.
Together, huh?
And it was just after that we sort of drifted apart.
Oh.
See, that's the way fate works sometimes, Abner. Here we are, me and the president of the railroad company, best of friends, but he's born in one place and I'm born in another. He goes his way and I go mine. He's taking the high road and I taking the low road. That's life.
Yes, huh?
It's just fate that our paths never crossed.
Yeah. Well, that is a shame. I know you miss him, don't you?
Oh, of course. Good old Fred.
Fred?
Yeah.
Yesterday you said his name was Bob.
Oh, yeah. Good old Bob Fred.
Thought his name was Bob Atchison.
Who?
Bob Atchison, the president of Atchison Topeka Railroad. That's what you said.
Oh, well, that's a different feller. Yeah, I know him, too.
Well,
just plain Bob.
Who is Bob Fred, then?
Well, he's the president of a different railroad, the Seattle Railroad. That's the one Miss Emmeline's going on.
Not unless you and Bob Fred get closer together than you have been since you quit going to different schools together, you ain't long.
All right, Jiminy, they're going to do it all over again.
How's that, Grandpa?
Where's the world? Going to be the same pigeon-toed thing.
Who is, Lom and Bob Fred?
No, the country.
Huh?
Just reading here in the paper where some flat-footed expert's talking about prosperity and all that knock-kneed junk.
Well, what's wrong with prosperity? I've always sort of enjoyed it.
Yeah, but I know what'll happen just like after the last war. Prices will shoot clean up to the sky and get plumb out of control. $700 for a barrel of sugar and all
Doggy
that
stuff. Long, we better stock up on sugar. I believe we can make a good profit on that.
But it won't last long. After that comes the crash. I'll never forget the depression after the last war. Wiped me out overnight. Lost everything.
You never had nothing to lose, Grandpap.
No, but if I had a head, I'd have lost it. Hate to see the country running into the same spavin-legged thing again, too. Well, I ain't so sure they were going to, Grandpap. I don't know what'll ever stop it. Well, I'll tell you what'll stop it. Me and you and Abner here.
Huh?
All of us. If we just spend our money sensible, not go out and throw it away on stuff we don't need.
Yeah, yeah.
We just stick by all the price controls till it's safe to do without them. And if we keep on saving our money and buying victory bonds, we just do them few things, we'd be going a long way towards helping to keep down inflation.
I still think that sugar deal sounds pretty good, though.
Well, there ain't going to be no such sugar deals if we all work along with the government to keep things in line. See, this is a more dangerous time for inflation than during the war.
Not long. I believe that was our ring.
I'll get it myself. Just watch how you spend your money.
Yeah. Ought to do it.
Hello, jot them down, store.
Oh, something I'm going to cut out.
Oh, yeah, Esri. Who has? Well, for goodness sakes, that's the best news I've heard in a long time. Yeah, sure, I'll call him right away.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, this is wonderful. Well, much obliged to you, Esri. I'll do something for you someday. Well, I don't know what it'll be, but something. All right. Goodbye.
What's the good news, Long?
Well, I ain't got time to tell you now. I've got to call Squire Skimp right away.
You ain't find out where we can buy a lot of sugar, have you, Long?
Well, way yonder better than that.
Hello?
Yes, yeah, calling Squire Skimp. What's the matter, Mamie? Oh, his line's busy, huh? Well, get him for me quick as you can, Mamie. Much obliged.
What you calling Squire for, Long?
This is my lucky day.
Huh?
You know that friend of Squire Skimp's, Mr. Thomas?
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Thomas was going to Seattle on business, and now he finds out that he don't have to go after all.
Well, what does that make you so happy for? You want to keep him here?
No, don't you see? He had a reservation on the train, and if I can get hold of Squire, I can have him tell his friend not to cancel it. Then I can get it from Miss Emmeline.
Oh, I see. Oh, wait, so what about old Bob Fred?
Maybe that's him. That's our ring.
Bob Fred?
No. Hello, jot him down, store. Oh, yeah, Squire. What I wanted was this. I understand your friend, Mr. Thomas, has to give up his trip to Seattle, and I just want to... Huh? You done what? Oh, my goodness. She said what?
Oh, that's the union. The union.
Oh, I see. No, I guess that's all. Yeah, all right, Squire. Goodbye.
What happened, Mom?
Squire found out Miss Emmeline was going to Seattle, so he asked her if she wanted Mr. Thomas's reservation, but she said she didn't need it because I was going to get one for her.
Uh-oh.
Now the thing's been canceled.
Well, well, judging from the way travel conditions still are, there's no telling what Lum may have to go through. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.